it is easier to train an animal with electronic impulses to do what you want to do. This is closer to a Pavlovian type of training than it is a direct mind control feed, take over your body, take and make you into a walking assassin. One of the reasons why the shark appeals is because they're using this as a training device. Is sharks aren't necessarily easy to train. They can go somewhere and do some things that other people cannot do underwater. I don't really know how effective this is going to be, because we've already had Flipper working for us for a number of years. The dolphin community has already contributed a tremendous amount of protection to America that they don't like to tell you about.
Well, that's true. Well, primarily because that dolphin is so loved by everyone.
Well, yeah, you have Flipper on TV, but you don't really think of him as being drafted and employed and doing things like finding mines at sea or hunting down enemy scuba divers who are intending on becoming either terrorists or planting bombs and things. We began this experimentation during the Vietnam War with guard dog versions of the dolphins. They were armed essentially with a donut with a spike. The spike would have a CO2 cartridge, and it would be extremely sharp. And anything that it stabbed with this 6-foot spike would be filled instantly with CO2 and go to the surface. The dolphins were trained by their users in Vietnam to protect the ports and harbors from scuba divers. They were extremely effective against the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese, to the point where the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese refrained from that activity after a couple of successes early on. We deployed the dolphin squads, and they didn't go in the water anymore. Thank you very much indeed. The dolphins were not only effective against the enemy frogmen, they also had a tendency to select out sharks who they don't like. And they would go put the spike on. They put their nose through the donut with the spike on it, and they'd run out and snag the shark. Again, that's their natural enemy, and it was just their natural instinct to use whatever weapon training they had.
Sure.
The dolphins are still employed today. I have seen them deployed out of Hawaii. They have gone to the Persian Gulf. These guys don't go down to sea mines and plant explosives. What they do is they find the mine, they identify it for our frogmen, who will then go down and do the dangerous activity. And I hate to say this, the real reason why they don't use the dolphin for the dangerous side of it is because these guys are so expensive. It's a lot easier to just send the guy who's scuba dive trained to go down there with the explosives and take care of the problem. Plus, if you want to have that human to look at it and go, okay, this is exactly what I need to do to this thing. A dolphin is not necessarily going to be easily trainable to differentiate between this is a sonic mine, this is a magnetic mine, this is just a regular contact mine, and I need to disable it in different fashions.
Well, I got to tell you, one of my favorite movies, Jaws, and I'm picturing one of these neural sharks swimming around. Remember the scene when Robert Shaw was trying to wheel in the shark, Jaws, and he's screaming at the other two on the ship, Dreyfus, and the sheriff, and he's basically saying the taxidermy man's going to have a heart attack when he sees what I bring him. And can you imagine wheeling in one of these sharks that have been remote controlled and trained? I mean, they could be dangerous, couldn't they?
No, their natural instincts still come into play. They will bite if they feel like it's something edible. Remember, just as Dreyfus pointed out, they do basically three things. They swim, they make little sharks, and they eat. Now, you can train them to do certain aspects like carry surveillance devices or tag certain things. Again, this is kind of like training a dog, a Pavlovian style, and that's what the implant is literally doing. It's giving him positive or negative impulses, generally negative impulses, when it doesn't want it to do something, or positive but pleasurable impulses when it does. We can actually go back to other creatures. My favorite has always been the pigeon bomb.
That
was a B.F. Skinner device from World War II that competed with our electronic early radar bomb, guided bomb systems. The idea was to train a pigeon to peck at a display screen with little switches behind it, and the display screen would show the picture of a ship, and as the pigeon pecked at the ship, the bomb, by using the switches, would be guided towards its target. The pigeons were so good at discerning targets by their training method, they were able to tell the difference between two ships in the same class. Pigeons have extremely good eyesight, incredibly good eyesight. B.F. Skinner, of course, also used hemp seeds to train the pigeons this way, rewarding them when they pecked at the right spot. So that actually made them pick at the screen frantically. So they were not only active, but actually a little overactive. Thank you very much indeed. The pigeon bomb never flew, so to speak, because the original BAT, which is a radar-guided electronic bomb, came into existence, and the Navy had a preference for utilizing electronics over something like this. The Coast Guard used pigeons to pick up people in the sea. They would put them in a little dome underneath their C-130 surveillance aircraft to see if they could find survivors. A human being searching over thousands of square miles of oceans, even with a pair of binoculars, is terrible. The pigeon, on the other hand, if you train him to start pecking frantically when he sees an orange life vest, is extremely good. They are that's their job. That's what they have been bred by thousands of years of selective genetic operations by nature to do. The Coast Guard eventually abandoned the project, even though it was extremely successful, basically because of the bad publicity and opposition by people like PETA, who don't particularly like the idea of making a pigeon try to help save human beings.